After actor Matthew Perry died last year, an autopsy found it was from acute effects of ketamine. Since then, authorities have been trying to answer a question: where did that ketamine come from? Today, they pointed to what one U.S. attorney called a broad underground criminal network, including someone called the Ketamine Queen. Five people have been charged in Perry's death. Robert Garova is a reporter at LAist. He was watching the press conference where this was announced today. Hey there, Robert.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So remind us the basic facts of Perry's death.
Well, most folks, of course, know Matthew Perry as Chandler Bing from Friends. He was only 54 years old when he died last fall. He'd been found in his hot tub, and like you said, an autopsy found that ketamine was the primary cause. Perry had written, about his struggles with addiction, and authorities referenced that today. They said the people who are charged in this case really took advantage of that.
And who are they? Who are the people charged?
They announced charges against five people. One is named Jasveen Sangya, who authorities are calling the Ketamine Queen of North Hollywood. The indictment alleges that it was Sangya's distribution of ketamine last fall that caused Perry's death. And authorities said they executed a search warrant at Sangya's home, and they found a lot. They said it was a, quote, drug-selling emporium with cocaine, prescriptions, mushrooms, a lot of stuff. She was arrested today.
Yeah, but they also charged a couple of doctors, right? Medical professionals?
Yeah. There were two doctors charged. One was arrested today. That's Dr. Salvador Plasencia. Perry met Plasencia while looking to buy ketamine. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said today that Plasencia saw an opportunity to profit off of Perry's addiction. He said he wrote in a text message last fall that, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay," end quote. Estrada said Perry paid $55,000 for some 20 vials of ketamine over 2 months last year. Plasencia is going to face conspiracy to distribute ketamine and other charges, and he's also been charged with two counts of altering and falsifying documents related to this federal investigation. And then there was another doctor involved, but it's worth noting that Perry's live-in personal assistant was also charged. Prosecutors said it was, you know, this assistant who injected Perry with ketamine on the night that he died last fall, and authorities said, you know, he had no business, no training to be able to do that.
Huh. I mean, I do want to note, ketamine is an approved drug. It does have approved uses. Did we learn more today about how and why Perry was using it?
Yeah, a Drug Enforcement Administration official said, you know, at that press conference today that in seeking out treatment for anxiety and depression, Perry had become addicted to ketamine at a clinic. Usually ketamine is only cleared for anesthesia. Nasal spray version is also approved for depression, but only in supervised settings. That official said Perry had become addicted to ketamine at the clinic. Doctors refused to increase his dosage. And that's when he turned to other doctors who were, you know, ready to take advantage for profit.
Robert Garova from LAist, thank you very much for your reporting.
Thanks.